The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Moving on to a story that generated a lot of news coverage throughout the week. It was the abrupt cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel Live, which has really sparked a debate on how the right to free speech is being applied in Trump's America. Kimmel was taken off air effective immediately following comments that he made alleging that MAGA supporters were using Charlie Kirk's death to score political points. We're going to chat now to Chris Anders, who is the director of the Democracy and Technology Division at the American Civil Liberties Union, about Kimmel's cancellation and about the role of the Federal Communications Commission and the role that they played in this. So let's just start at the very beginning, Christopher. You're very welcome to the programme. Who are the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission? What role do they play? And what exactly do we know about Brendan Carr, its chief?
So the in the United States, most of the television stations are privately owned, but they're regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which governs who can use the airwaves, and so they have a very important role of being able to give it approvals or disapprovals for licenses to broadcast. And Brendan Carr, who's the chairman of that, was appointed by President Trump to run this commission. And last week, he threatened Jimmy Kimmel and ABC News, which is one of the three main networks, and he did it over very explicitly over jokes that Jimmy Kimmel had told this week that upset the president and his supporters.
And how often do those networks have to sort of reapply or renew their license?
Yeah, it's actually what ended up happening this week was he was threatening very explicitly affiliate stations, which are kind of sub stations that broadcast in individual markets. And there's a company that owns a few dozen affiliate stations. And they were trying to buy another company. They're in the process of trying to buy another company for about $6 billion. To make that purchase has to be approved by the FCC. So that's really what the hammer that the FCC chairman had over ABC was. These ABC affiliates wanted to be able to purchase additional affiliate stations. They needed the approval of the FCC, and he was making very clear in his Carr was making very clear in his statements that if they wanted to have something like that go through, that they also had to go along with getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, I take it that it's not Brendan Carr himself who gets to make that final decision, but does he really set the tone of the FCC?
Well, it's really part of a extraordinary, harmful, and unprecedented attack on free speech rights by the Trump administration. Just 2 days, so that was Wednesday that this all took place with Jimmy Kimmel. On Monday, so 2 days earlier, the president himself filed a lawsuit against both the New York Times, Four Reporters, and Penguin Random House book publishers over reporting that they had done that criticized the president. If there's anything that our Constitution protects, it's the right of free speech and the right of free speech to go and criticize the president and those in power. Now, that lawsuit already was dismissed by Friday. So just within 4 days, the judge dismissed that lawsuit. But this is part of a extraordinary set of attacks by President Trump and his administration on free speech. I've been at the American Civil Liberties Union, which is the main defender of free speech in the United States, for 28 years now. I have never seen anything remotely close to what we're experiencing over the last few months here.
I saw President Trump's response to all of this on his Truth Social. He was applauding NBC's or ABC rather's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel's program. But then he turned to some of the other networks, to NBC, and he specifically referenced Seth Meyers, and he referenced Jimmy Fallon, and he referenced their poor ratings. They've obviously, you know, been critics or made jokes at Trump's expense as well. And he said, you know, you basically follow suit. Come on, do it, NBC, do it. In other words, I suppose, preempt those programs and those individuals as well. Do you think that could happen here?
Yes. So what he's really doing is he's attacking each of his critics one by one. What happened actually about 2 months ago was one of the other main networks on CBS had Stephen Colbert, who was their main late night comedian, and his show has been canceled as well. Who's someone else who criticizes the president, but we also have to remember these are comedians. That's what we're talking about. It's the right to speak. It's really the right to joke. And so his show has been canceled. He still has a little bit of time left on his show, but his show has been canceled. And so now the last remaining of the three networks is NBC. So that was the reference to the two comedians that President Trump wants to see taken off the air by NBC.
And do you see that as a possibility? NBC in any way as reliant on the FCC as ABC were?
That's right. They all eventually have to get their licenses renewed. They have to get affiliate agreements signed off on by the FCC. So the FCC is basically taking advantage of their governmental power to approve some business decisions, and they're doing that to essentially extort these networks into removing critics of the president.
I mean, I heard the president say, look, basically, it's a wonder I ever got elected. When I look at the networks, when I look at the coverage across the board, it's critical of me. I think he said 80-90% of those presenters and all those networks that they're Democrats. They're against him. Is that fair? Is that accurate?
A lot of these comedians are, and I'm sure it's the same in Ireland, too. A lot of the comedians, poke fun at whoever's in power, right? And there have been past presidents. I'm thinking of the first President Bush, who actually even showed up on one of the comedy shows to go side by side with somebody who used to regularly impersonate him and make fun of his mannerisms and everything else. Most presidents, like most other people in politics who are on the receiving end of jokes, understand that that's what it's about and
take it on the chin.
What was done here was the comedian Jimmy Kimmel really raising a news story, a serious news story, and pointing out some of the politicization of a tragedy that was going on.
I mean, there has been one intervention by a staunch ally, Republican Ted Cruz, said in his verdict podcast that, you know, he's delighted Kimmel is gone. He didn't like Kimmel, but he felt that what Brendan Carr said from the FCC, the threat that he made, was mafioso. He said it was straight out of Goodfellas and it was dangerous as hell. That's coming from a Republican. Do you see that as a significant intervention here?
It's actually very important. And even though Ted Cruz is someone that my organization has often had criticisms of, we have to give him a lot of credit for standing up here to the president. And Ted Cruz, he's a Republican. He's the chairman of the Commerce Committee in the Senate, which is the part of the Senate that oversees the Federal Communications Commission. So he himself has power over Brendan Carr and the FCC. And what he was explaining was exactly what the First Amendment of the Constitution does, to protect free speech. So it was nothing extraordinary. It was not just any lawyer in law school would learn this, but any child in elementary school would learn about the importance of the First Amendment and free speech.
All right.
And so it was very helpful that he stepped forward and said that. And a lot of other politicians, entertainers, others are coming forward and talking about the value of free speech and the value of the First Amendment, and going back to early American history when the Constitution was, this is a 250-year-old, almost 250-year-old document, and talking about the concerns during the colonial period with King George locking people up for criticizing the king. And that's why we have this, so that we don't have kings in our country.
Yeah, so it needs to be protected.
We have the right to protest whoever we want, including the president.
We're going to have to leave it there. But my thanks to my guest, Chris Anders, Director of the Democracy and Technology Division at the American Civil Liberties.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.